Quest, and I am Lux of Linux Lounge, and today I'm going to be talking with you about a piece of software that you might well already be familiar with, Audacious. We're going in for a bit of a deep dive into the history of Audacious and the various projects it's forked from. We're also going to be talking about some current news for Audacious, and to end off I'll give a brief review of Audacious and give you my personal thoughts from having used the program. To open us up, let's first talk about what exactly Audacious is. Audacious is an open source music player for various platforms, although primarily it's designed for Unix systems as its Windows support is fairly limited. Primarily, Audacious is famous for being a very lightweight music player that still has lots of powerful features and a wide codec support. As a result of being lightweight, Audacious allows you to enjoy your music without stealing resources from other programs. Some other cool features of Audacious are its plugin support that can add many additional features to Audacious. For example, there are plugins to track your music on Last.fm, add audio visualizers, and add various effects to your music. So all in all, Audacious is a fairly customizable music player as a result of these plugins. Additionally, Audacious accommodates fans of Winamp very well, as it has both modern themes and a theme that looks very much like the old Winamp. As well as that, Audacious actually supports skins designed for Winamp, which means there are a wide variety of themes out there for you to use. Additionally, it could also be said that Audacious is kind of the Linux alternative to Winamp, so it might be good for Windows users coming over from Windows. Another interesting thing about Audacious is that it actually uses a BSD license as opposed to the GNU license most other open source programs typically use, which might either be a selling point or a deal breaker to some people, because I'm aware that a lot of you out there will have your own preferred license. Well, now we've talked about what Audacious is, let's talk about some recent developments with the project. The most recent change to Audacious was the release of Audacious 4.0 a few months ago. Audacious 4.0 was released on March the 21st of this year, so it's very recent. The main change in Audacious 4.0 was the move to Qt 5 by default, whereas previously Audacious was using GTK. The move to Qt also marked the end of support for GTK in Audacious. You can still build Audacious with GTK, but it's no longer supported or included by default. Additionally, as well as the move to Qt, Audacious 4.0 also brought with it several quality of life changes, such as additions to Audacious's various plugins and various UI improvements. Also, important to point out is that Audacious is quite frequently updated. In the past month alone, it's had two updates. However, there was a large gap in updates between 2018 and 2020, so who can say for sure if that'll happen again? So now we've talked about the present of Audacious, let's talk about its history and the history of the programs that it's based on. And in order to do that, we have to go all the way back to 1997 and talk about a program called XMMS. Essentially, XMMS is an audio player for Unix-like systems, much like Audacious is now. However, unlike Audacious's default theme, XMMS was actually designed to resemble Winamp by default. And much like Audacious, it also supported Winamp skins. What's interesting about XMMS is originally the program actually wasn't open source, which is interesting to think about because were XMMS not released under the GPL at a later date, we might not even have Audacious now. So all in all, it seems like XMMS was a pretty cool program, but sadly its last update was in 2007, but not before it was forked into the Beep Media Player in 2003. The Beep Media Player is, much like XMMS, a free and open source media player that was designed to be much like Winamp. Much like XMMS, it supports Winamp skins. It also supports other features that XMMS did. The main selling point of Beep Media Player was that it was ported to GTK2, whereas XMMS still used older technologies. Sadly, however, the Beep Media Player wouldn't even last as long as XMMS because it was discontinued in 2005, which was the same year that Audacious was forked from the Beep Media Player. And now we get on to Audacious itself. As I said, it was forked from the Beep Media Player in 2005, The main reason Audacious was forked was actually due to the discontinued development of the Beep Media Player. Audacious kept the Winamp-style interface of the Beep Media Player and XMMS, but also, as of Audacious 2.1, it added its own GTK-based interface, which was designed to resemble FUBAR 2000 to some extent. In Audacious 2.4, this became the default. Audacious would also move forward with the GTK toolkit with Audacious 3.0, which added support for GTK 3. However, the Audacious team became dissatisfied with GTK, and as of Audacious 4.0, Audacious now uses Qt as its default interface. Well, now we've talked about the past and present of Audacious, I'll give a quick review of the program. I'll admit, as a whole, it's not my sort of thing. Generally speaking, I like to use Lollipop. I like my program to open up, scan a directory, and show all of my albums with a, you know, pretty graphic screen and album covers, regardless of resource usage. I also like my music player to be integrated with the GNOME desktop, which is what I use. However, what I can say is that Audacious is a very nice little program, and I was able to install it very easily on Arch, as it is in the default repositories. I also like how lightweight it is for a start, and on a low-end machine, I'd use Audacious in a heartbeat. Additionally, the plugin support is really nice, and using plugins, I was able to easily get album artwork and support for Last.fm scrobbling without any third-party software. As well as that, it was very easy to just download a Winamp theme I liked and install it, although I did have to add the file to Audacious's directory. I might have rathered an option in the program itself to import the theme, but it works well enough if you have experience with that sort of thing. As well as that, I do like how simple the UI is. It's very easy to go through a list of my songs and select one. And I do admit, the UI is probably going to be very enjoyable to people who enjoyed Winamp or FUBAR 2000. Although what I will say about the program is, I do wish the GTK mode was still supported, as I mostly use GTK desktops, and as a result of Audacious not supporting GTK, integration with my desktop isn't all that great. Theming does break a little here and there, but I assume that would be better if you were using a Qt desktop. But all in all, I would totally recommend giving Audacious a look if you haven't already, and I think it's actually the default music player on several distros. I would recommend it especially if you're looking for some lightweight software or are a fan of FUBAR 2000 or Winamp. And that was a look at Audacious. Maybe it's a program you're familiar with, or perhaps it's a program that you've just heard of. But either way, I hope you learnt something. It's certainly been interesting to me, because Audacious was always a program I never really properly tried, but I'm glad to have done so for sure. And if you're interested in trying out Audacious, you can find it on their website or in your distribution's repositories. Most major Linux and BSD distributions should have it in there, and there is a Windows version if you use Windows. You can either get the executable from their website, or I believe you can install it from several Windows package managers. And that's it for this episode. You can find LibreQuest on several other platforms. Just head over to LibreQuest.org and we have a full list where you can find our show. We got RSS, we got Podbean, we got YouTube, and we got so, so much more. If you really, really liked the show, you can support it on Patreon or Subscribestar. Really helps us out. And once again, I am Lux of Linux Lounge, and you can find my content on YouTube, LBRY, and several other video sharing sites under the name Linux Lounge. And until next time, this has been LibreQuest.
This episode, you can send us a tip on Library at lbry.tv/@LibreQuest. You can also join us on Patreon and Subscribestar. If you would like to send us feedback, you can send your email to feedback@LibreQuest.org. You can also join the forum at LibreQuest.org/forum. As always, thank you for being a listener, and we'll talk to you next time on LibreQuest.